This is The Pulse. I'm Alana Gordon, in for Mike and Scott. Now, when I think about farming, I think of music like this. Sweet, simple, finger-picking guitar. But these days, the soundtrack might sound a little more like this. That is because technology is everywhere now, even on the traditional farm. There's bigger equipment, there's more automation, and there's more and more data. All of this has been coalescing into something called precision agriculture. But as Irina Zhorov reports, even as more and more farmers are using this new technology, there's a lot of work left to make it truly effective.
At the Huber Farm Store in Middletown, Delaware, there's all the usual machinery: tractors, generators, sprayers, planters. But outside salesman Dave Worry's office, there's also a stand with a couple of screens on it that look like fancy GPS monitors.
These are two of the different displays that we use. So this display, very commonly used in sprayers, also used...
The computers go onto farming equipment. He takes me outside to a huge harvester worth about $500,000 to demonstrate. He plops in a comfy seat, starts up the machine, and I sit down next to him.
They call it a buddy seat. That thing should be the grandkid seat, because that's usually what you see.
We're just sitting in the parking lot, but the little computer is GPS-enabled and starts flashing maps of a field.
This is a yield monitor. That's what it's doing. So this map here, I can look at my yield, and I can look at my moisture of the crop across the field, fuel economy when I harvested it. And if I just touch the map, it changes between them, so I can see what it's doing at a glance going through the field.
When the farmer is done harvesting, the computer makes a yield map showing which parts of the field produced best and which ones returned fewer bushels. A farmer can use that information to make site-specific decisions. Maybe this weak area needs more fertilizer. Perhaps this productive section can support more seeds. Think of it this way. Each field, each farm is a snowflake with different qualities and needs. And now, farmers can take that into account.
Commodity prices aren't rising, they're dropping. Costs are continually rising, so there's a big push for efficiency.
Worry doesn't farm himself, so I ask him to introduce me to a farmer to hear how they feel about using this equipment. He calls a couple of farmers he considers early adopters.
Hey, Ed. Are you guys getting ready to eat your lunch there?
Ed Baker says no, so we drive out along two lane roads to the Baker's farm. We pull up to a big shed next to a green field, all of it surrounded by brand new subdivisions built on former farmland.
My name is Ed Baker. I'm a farmer in Middletown, Delaware.
I'm Ed's older brother, Dave, and we've been farming since we were in middle school, high school.
Ed and Dave grow corn, soybeans, and wheat on about 1,700 acres. Ed says in the past, management decisions were just based on prior experience.
There's an old farmer saying that says 10 years to know a wife or a farm. You farm the same ground for years and years, and you know where the most productive fields are.
He says that knowledge is still important.
But now that we have the data, we can make decisions that are based on real numbers and real science.
The Bakers use their yield maps along with soil maps to vary seeding rates. They used to plant each field with a constant number of seeds. Now, in very productive areas, they plant 34,000 seeds per acre. And on the poorest soils, they plant 28,000, with gradations in between. In all, they have 7 management zones, 7 snowflakes. Their prescription map, which tells the machine how much to plant where, looks a lot like a topographical map, with each ring of elevation actually representing a seeding rate zone.
When we load this software into the corn planter, it knows all these seeds.
The planter's computer reads the map as it moves across a field. It controls the flow of seeds and shuts off individual nozzles as necessary.
As soon as it goes across that line, it'll actually vary the rate on every row to match the population demanded by this.
The first year they used the technology, they found out they had bought 6 to 7% more seed than they needed. Wasted seed means wasted money. You can also make prescription maps for fertilizer. That could lead to savings too, and potential environmental benefits. Less runoff leads to happier waters. There's just one catch. The machines can do anything farmers tell them. But what to tell them is still somewhat of a mystery. For example, I may know my corn grows better in one section than another, But knowing that relativity doesn't tell me whether I need to add 100 pounds of nitrogen or 120 to that poorer section.
I'm not convinced that there's been that much benefit from precision agriculture.
That's David Bullock. He teaches agronomy at the University of Illinois. He says additional data can fix that. With more data, you can better characterize farm conditions and develop formulas to increase efficiencies.
You can statistically estimate, you know, well, how does clay content of the soil say, how does that tend to affect how much nitrogen you should put down? Now, does it? I don't know. But you could look at that sort of thing and more complicated things with statistics.
He just received a grant to use the same technology to gather data that would help agronomists give better advice to farmers. He wants to be able to say, you need 100 pounds of nitrogen on this part of the field and 120 over there. Knowing how to address conditions with that level of accuracy, says Bullock, will benefit farmers everywhere, even where the technology is not available. At the Baker farm, we walk out of the shed to look at a recently planted cornfield. The seeding machine is sitting outside.
We plant soybeans and wheat with it.
In good weather, good field-sized fields, we can easily plant 100 or 120 acres a day.
Ed Baker says he likes the savings they're seeing from different seeding rates, but they haven't expanded their use of the technology to fertilizers. That's too expensive. Ed says cost is another variable in all this.
Every decision that a farmer makes on an investment or a return on investment, it's a financial decision.
As precision ag is refined and proves itself to farmers' wallets, smart tractors may just become standard fare. For The Pulse, I'm Irina Zhorov.